What logic am I using to deny the magic which I am not choosing? Wow, this question blew up my mind. How many times do we deny the magic in our lives by going back to the logic? How many times do we look at why can't we be happy? Because we don't deserve to be. How many times do we guilt trip ourselves? How many times do we self-shame, self-sabotage and judge ourselves for everything what we've done? And that basically keeps the happiness away. Welcome to the Unicorn Podcast with me, Ashwini Chube. The whole objective of this podcast is to make sure that you are happy. And you know, when we were kids, when we were in school, we used to sing that song. When you're happy and you know it, clap, clap, clap. But we stopped being happy as we grew up and became adults. Typically, in a work organization, when you go to office on a Monday morning, the atmosphere is so irritable. It is so melancholic. It's so boring. And people look at each other and not everyone says good morning. Or even if they say good morning, they either put up a face and then they go back and talk to their colleagues and say, such a boring day. Oh, I hate Mondays. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, this person is this, this person is that. Now, when you're sitting with a group of 5 people who are cursing because it's a Monday, even if you feel good about the beautiful morning, about a beautiful drive to your place of work, you will still feel upset and sad because you are surrounded by 5 people who hate their job. And even if you begin loving your job, and if you start with a lot of enthusiasm, being with people who are sad will also make you go back to the logic and make you believe that you are not happy either. Is it a rule that if you are going to grow up and if it's a Monday, you're going to have that grumpy face? Everywhere you made this your reality, even if it wasn't yours, are you willing to destroy and uncreate all of that? Are you willing to receive from the universe with both hands? Are you willing to be the infinite being who is full of infinite possibilities, infinite happiness, infinite joy? Are you willing to be that being? Are you willing to be judged for being so happy that people laugh at you, that people say that, oh, I think this person is gone a little mad, or I think this person is weird, or I think this person is shameless, or this person has no sense of responsibility? Are you willing to be that energy? Do you put happiness and magic before you put logic and fitting in with the world? The problem of fitting in with the world is that you are not aware that if you fit in, you are going to be just like everyone else. Which means, if everyone else is going to be sad, you have no right to be happy. But what if instead of that, you could choose your own reality? You could create your own happiness. You could choose joy. You could choose fun. You could choose ease. Life is beautiful. And life can be even more joyful and magical the moment you decide to make a choice to be happy. If you are listening to this and you are driving your vehicle or you are traveling to work, know that you have all right to be happy. Know that it doesn't matter what do people around you feel at this point of time. You can be happy. Many times we feel guilty of being happy because we are the only person who is happy in a world full of unhappy people. Your best friends are feeling bad. Your family is always grumpy. Your colleagues are complaining. The people in the apartment or the society which you live are always complaining or always wanting to show some kind of sadness in their life. And what if you could be the different one? What if people would say that, oh, you are not even bothered. There are so many people around you who are sad. You know, many times when I used to be happy, people around me used to tell that, have some shame. You should be feeling sad for the people around you. You are so selfish if you are being happy. But today, when I look back at that, I realize that being happiness is a choice. I am choosing to be happy. I am not choosing to complain. Well, I am not saying that problems do not exist. But what if you could look at the solution rather than just bitching about, just being grumpy about the problems? What if everyone around you is feeling sad and they are sharing and sending that negativity across? What if you could be the one who says, oh well, that's an interesting point of view, or yes, okay, there could be a problem. But what if we could look at the solution? What could we do to change this? What could we do to create a life full of peace? What would it take for me to choose happiness, abundance and absolute joy? Wow, amazing, isn't it? The tools of Access Consciousness can make our life absolutely beautiful, easy and full of joy. The only thing is, are you choosing to be happy? This is Ashwini Chubey on the Unicorn Podcast with each one of you. The Unicorn Podcast has an objective to make you aware that you, yes, you, my friend, have lots of magic within you. So will you choose magic or will you choose logic? Do you choose to be happy or do you choose to fit in? Do you choose to choose your joy or do you choose to complain? Do you choose to make the issues in your life significant or do you choose solutions over issues and problems? This is Ashwini Chubey. To know more about me and my work, log on to www.unicorninsight.com. To know more about Access Consciousness, which I have been practicing for the last almost 7 years and facilitating for 6 years. To know more about Access Consciousness, log on to www.accessconsciousness.com. It will blow your mind and change your life. Choose magic, choose joy. Thank you.